In the spring of this year, knowing I would give a sermon with the theme of hope, I decided to participate in an online course titled Grateful Hope, A Passion for the Possible. Grateful hope is defined as an orientation of the heart, a way of walking through our lives with an openness to possibility, to a future we can't yet envision or imagine. Distinct from the specific hopes and dreams we carry, grateful hope is a virtue that can be cultivated through practice. Unlike optimism, which exists in direct relationship to our belief in positive outcomes, grateful hope is not dependent on circumstance. Instead, it enables us to discover the opportunity that exists in each moment of our lives and develop the tools to navigate life's challenges. Joe Primo, who facilitated the session I attended, says, "A grateful hope guides us back to one refrain that we hear over and over. You are here. Life is a gift. So breathe into your life." While taking this course, my thoughts often led me to memories of my mother. I believe she knew life was a gift and lived it to her fullest before Parkinson's disease took its toll on her body and mind. She lived through many heartbreaks in her lifetime, including the deaths of two children. She lived through a newborn and my eldest sister, Nancy, who was just 10 years old when she passed away from a brain tumor. I was a baby at this time, just a little over a year old when my sister passed away. I remember my mom saying to me that I was a blessing to her amid all the despair. And I and my remaining siblings were her grateful hope, her connection to the possibility, the here and the now, where her story, her life continued despite her great loss. My mom was a quilter. When my great-grandmother was living, she would stay with us in the winter months. She and mom would piece together unfinished quilt tops, some handed down through generations, and sit in our living room and quilt away till the wee hours of the morning when my dad would get home from shift work sometimes. I remember sitting with them, watching them, and being invited to stitch with them. At first, my stitches were too big. I learned quickly that the finer stitch was expected and truly was more beautiful when you gazed upon the final product. There is a quote, "Blessed are the quilters, for they shall be called peacemakers." It is a play on words, as the quote is P-I-E-C-E, but truly my mom was a peacemaker, P-E-A-C-E. She was always doing things for others, helping my widowed uncle with his children, caring for my grandmother while she was enduring cancer treatments, showing kindness to others, all the while being grateful, opening herself to possibility through her kindness and empathy to others. Taking a cue from her, I believe through small and large acts of kindness, we can develop the ability to be more connected with ourselves and consequently have a deeper connection with those around us. Mom participated in the sewing group at church, making lap quilts for shut-ins, banners for the sanctuary, many which are still used in that sanctuary today. It was often difficult for her to say no when asked to help. She drove for Meals on Wheels for years, and I drove right along with her. She was a Cub Scout leader, den leader, a Girl Scout leader, a faithful servant to many groups at our church. She and my dad were very active in community service, always helping others. One fond memory is a quilting project she led for our Girl Scout troop. She designed a quilt for my Girl Scout troop that we made in 1976 for our town's bicentennial celebration. We had to cut material for the patches, sew them together to make the top, and then quilt it all by hand. None of that machine stuff. We worked together, creating the patches, quilting the top, making connection with each other in each stitch. It was beautiful when it was finished. We raffled it off to raise money for our camping trips and activities. Clearly, she gave so much of herself and her time for this project and opened the door to possibility for many young girls. When I learned my older sister had a brain tumor, this was my second older sister, we were all in despair. Needing a way to help, to provide hope, I talked with my niece-in-law, and she agreed to sew a quilt for Barbie. We sent a note out to friends and relatives, asking them to create a quilt square in a designated size, something that reminded them of Barbie. And this is a picture of that quilt. The big dragon was 72. That was made by one of her classmates. So she graduated in 72, and we were the green dragons. I went through the scraps of material I had from my mom's sewing room. I found the material mom used to sew the bridesmaid dresses for Barbie's wedding 35 years prior. She was a quilter and saved all the material scraps from her many sewing projects. I created two patches, one in yellow and one in green, the color scheme of her wedding. One patch was from mom and dad, since at this point, mom was no longer able to do anything due to her Parkinson's diagnosis, and the other patch was from our family. I also found daisy material. Barbie's favorite flowers were daisies, and created another patch. The material was from matching dresses my mom had made for us when we were younger. I embroidered the words, "Wrapped in love," on that patch. When the quilt was finished, Barb was able to be wrapped in the love of so many who cared about her. It was our message of hope for her and for us. Sometimes our creativity can be an outlet for grateful hope. When mom and dad passed away, the church gave my siblings and I each a bag. In it was a prayer shawl made by women in the sewing circle. Others may call it a peace shawl or a comfort shawl. I have three of these shawls at home because I also have one that belonged to my mother. This is the one that she, one of the ones she had at the nursing home with her. I kept hers at school with me and would often wrap it around me when I was chilly, but sometimes just when I needed some comfort. This is a quote from the Prayer Shawl Ministry page written by Javier Bristol. "Shawls made for centuries, universal and embracing, symbolic of an inclusive, unconditionally loving God. They wrap, enfold, comfort, cover, give solace, mother, hug, shelter, and beautify. Those who have received these shawls have been uplifted and affirmed, as if given wings to fly above their troubles." These shawls of comfort given out of empathy for those in despair can be the solace, comfort they need. These handmade gifts made by someone with an orientation of the heart. One who knows this gift will someday provide comfort to another. I am grateful for those sewing ladies, act of weaving kindness, love, and hope into a simple shawl and giving it to me when I was in despair. Our time for all ages today uses the idea of kindness quilt to help readers see how individual acts of kindness can blanket a classroom, a school, and a community to increase acceptance and tolerance. Acts of kindness, however small, a smile, compliment, a helping hand, planting seeds of hope and love. It is through our interactions with others, plus our conversations with ourselves about our own values, that shapes the actions we choose. How we engage determines how others listen to or respond to us. Kindness, and I would also say empathy, is what binds human relationships together. Creating a kindness quilt provided an opportunity for connection, community, belonging, and joy, both in the book and hopefully here in our own community. It is ultimately a creation of connection and hope. I asked Brenda to sing A Coat of Many Colors. That is a replica of it. It did that she had, that Dolly Parton put in her museum. But so I asked her to sing it as it ties into the quilting sewing theme set forth in other stories I shared today. Dolly Parton says this about her song. That story was very important to me. That memory had been painful to me, but I didn't realize it until I wrote the story. So many people wrote to me and said it had healing properties for them. They had been made fun of and made to feel less than what they are. So I think people responded to that story for different reasons. It was a story of acceptance and hope. Indeed, the song, Coat of Many Colors, tells a story of resilience, acceptance, love, and hope. One of the newly adopted UU core values is generosity. It reads this way: we cult a spirit of gratitude, we cultivate a spirit of gratitude and hope. We covenant to freely and compassionately share our faith, presence, and resources. Our generosity connects us to one another in relationships of interdependence and mutuality. If we focus on the grateful hope mentioned earlier, we will be living our core value of generosity and centering it on love. Be vulnerable and face fears. Root your hope in belonging. Awaken to a possibility. Let your values light a hopeful path forward. Live into the passion for the possible. A reminder of a quote from earlier: a grateful hope guides us back to one refrain we hear over and over. You are here. Life is a gift. So breathe into your life. One final quote from Reverend Rebecca Savage. This is how I serve as a steward of hope: by remembering and reminding others with a wink, a smile, that today can be for the good one breath at a time, one act of love and forgiveness at a time, one act of defiance and change at a time. The prayer of my heart is that hope gives rise to insight, which gives rise to action for the good of us all. You are here. Life is a gift. So breathe into your life. May it be so.